You're listening to Bit by Bit, April 21st, 2009. Hello and welcome. This is Bob Sprankle with Bit by Bit, a podcast by teachers for teachers, examining the changing landscape in the 21st century and tech integration in the classroom. And it has been a long time since I've done a Bit by Bit, since October 25th, to be exact. And this is show 80, and it's time for me to start dusting off the Bit by Bit part of the website. And I know that I've got some shows coming towards you as we get closer to the summer break, and I'll be podcasting down in building learning communities down in July in Boston. So I thought I'd get going on some more shows. If you're familiar with this stream, then you've been receiving the seedlings at Bit by Bit with Cheryl Oakes and Alice Barr and our almost weekly show. And every once in a while, I get the Bit by Bit going too. So today we are heading back to April 14th, I believe, with a couple colleagues from my school and Cheryl Oakes's school as well. We are with Clarissa Sweeney and Kathy Kahlo, and they're going to be talking about yoga in education, a program that they've started at our school that's been running for about 3 years now and have had some great results with. In the show notes, I will point to a film that they had done a couple of years ago about the same program with some great responses from the students. I think I had posted that here a long time ago, but I'll repost that. And also the paper that they refer to when they're talking about Kim McDonough, who is an ed tech at our school, doing her action research paper. Kim graciously let me link to that paper, so there will be a link and you can read her paper and look at her data results. Kim took on that project as part of her bachelor's program at UMA. So it's good to be back doing Bit by Bit, and with coming back from about a year ago, I thought it was time for a new theme song too. So the music now is from Kevin McLeod, called Tech Talk, and thank you very much, Kevin, for making your music available through the Creative Commons license. So without further ado, we are heading back to April 14th, 2009 with Clarissa Sweeney, Kathy Kahlo, and Cheryl Oakes helping me out doing a Bit by Bit. Enjoy. Okay, we're recording. You want to introduce yourselves?
I'm Kathy Kahlo, a physical education teacher at Wells Elementary School.
I'm Clarissa Sweeney, second grade teacher at Wells Elementary School.
And this is Bob Sprankle here with
Cheryl Oakes at Wells Elementary School today.
And we're talking about yoga.
Yeah. Yoga at the elementary school.
Yoga at the elementary school.
What is this, the second year, third year?
Third year of a program that sort of came with, infused into the school probably through the phys ed program first, just through some stretches and, you know, instead of traditional stretches, even just general poses from yoga, more kid-friendly, using the imagination of animals and that type of natural objects in our world. And through that, Clarissa and I teamed up 3 years ago when we found that serving on a scheduling committee was forcing our kids, everyone, to be more driven by time than sort of being comfortable in learning at their own rate. So being driven to that, we wanted to find something innovative to use for kids, not only in the physical space of phys ed, but possibly in the classroom. So the program is called?
Morning Movers.
Morning Movers. And Morning Movers was a more activity-based morning activity. And then we found programs that were just blossoming everywhere over the country were these yoga school programs. Mm-hmm. And Yoga Ed happens to be the program that we adopted here and were trained in. Tara Guber is the founder of Yoga Ed. And locally there are trainers that train other teachers. Most common program for schools is called Tools for Teachers. And with that, our first year, Clarissa, was we started with Morning Movers, and then right. In the classroom
we decided to do yoga in the classroom. And
why am I asking?
And with Kathy and I worked basically our work together to develop a program where the kids would start 2 days a week in the gym and get some exercise, and then we would end those sessions with yoga, and then I would carry that up into my classroom. So we learned, you know, that we were doing it 2 days in a week, but we wanted to transfer that good energy up to the classroom, so we take yoga breaks during the day, and we also take moving breaks during the day. So we do things like after lunch when they're coming back from a crazy lunchroom, to sort of get their energy refocused for the afternoon. It has made a huge difference in our classroom, for me and for the kids. And in fact, this year I have an ed tech in my classroom who's taken undergraduate level education courses, and she had to do a psychology paper on something, and she chose to collect data in the classroom about the effects of yoga in the classroom, and which was really important to Kathy and I because we haven't really done a lot with collecting data. We've tried. And what she found was we took one day where we did nothing. Mm-hmm. It was Wednesday. And what she found was on the days that we took yoga breaks, there were 7 to 8 interruptions. And by interruptions, she meant kids, like, you know, sort of bugging each other, mm-hmm. not getting along, when they're at their centers, you know, picking at each other, arguing. On the days that we did yoga, there were 7 to 8, and on the days we didn't, there were 17 to 28 interruptions.
And so she's just tallying.
She just sat and tallied.
Time. So how long have you run that data?
She did it for about 3 weeks.
Yeah, wow.
So what she found was that they, it really made a difference in just the climate of the classroom. You know, the calmness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, even the social interactions where right. kids were challenging each other a little bit more socially. They were even calmer in their social interactions with each other.
Have you shared that data with the students, or do you plan on it?
Yeah, we probably will. We just haven't gotten to a point where we want to do that. We also want to share it with, you know, other teachers in the building so that they can see. Because, you know, I was shocked. To tell you the truth, I feel a difference in my classroom when we do that. But I also was shocked.
Well, now you're sharing it with the world. And what I love about the first year, I was involved directly in the first year. What I love about what you're doing is you're so explicit about the project with the students. And you had no idea when we took the students off and Bob and I interviewed half your class at a time. The one question I just remember so vividly is, this was the end of the year, like end of May, beginning of June. And, you know, we said, what will you do next year if your teacher isn't doing yoga in the classroom? And all of the kids, all 8 of them, said that they would do it on their own. They would figure out a way to, you know, do the push-ups in their chair or stand up and do some movement. So they've really internalized it. Now I can imagine 3 years later.
Sure. So that first year, it was exclusively Clarissa's Classroom, and the Morning Movers program was really in isolation. The second year, we both, and 40 of our staff members, which included ed techs, were trained in tools for teachers. Mm-hmm. But there still was a little bit of apprehensive, feelings with comfort. And how do I really do this? So this being our research project, we still needed and wanted to really get this out and share this with the whole. Mm-hmm. How can we change our climate at our school? And we're fortunate enough to have some bonus blocks. So last year, just on an invitation basis, I was able to go in and share and model some of the yoga ed concepts, whether it was time-ins and relaxation or visualization, test anxiety, preparation and breathing for calming. Mm-hmm. And that was in eight classrooms. In our third year, we now have 23 of our 28 classrooms that I've been able to get into. I don't have the numbers currently as who actually is practicing some of the yoga tools on a daily basis, but I know it's at least a third of our school. Mm-hmm. Teachers who are very aware of the effects and are trying to implement and change the climate. With hopefully, the goal being calming, mm-hmm. Increasing focus and concentration, physical skills of strength and balance in their classroom, all help in the process to improve performance, no matter what we're doing. So we have evolved. Yeah. As a three-year project, we're still moving forward, mm-hmm. which is a wonderful feeling for our kids. And we do have, as you said, Cheryl, a lot of kids outside of school. Mm-hmm. And Clarissa had parent-teacher conferences, so you could share a little bit about that.
A lot of parents came to conference and were very grateful. Mm-hmm. They said that the kids come home and show them a lot of the stuff they learn, and they're excited about it.
Yeah.
So I think as the program grows, also, and teachers feel that there's a little more acceptance from administration that they take the time to do this, mm-hmm. I think that people are feeling more comfortable doing it. And I think you'll see a huge change. I think we can teach kids all kinds of strategies for getting along, but I can tell you that this has been huge mm-hmm. in my classroom. Mm-hmm. I think it makes a big difference about how they treat each other.
Yeah. You guys are doing an after-school session now, too, on Thursdays. Is that mostly kids from your class or other people joining?
There's a couple from my class, and there's other kids in the building who
How many kids do you have?
We only allow 10. We expanded it to 12 this time mm-hmm. because it filled up.
Like within a day, registration filled up.
Yeah.
I had actually parents calling me, asking me, begging me, please, please, please let my child in this. So if we had a bigger space, because there's two of us, we probably would allow a bigger group, but there's no space right now.
We were fortunate enough last summer to go through the actual yoga ed teacher training to become certified for children's mm-hmm. yoga through Child Light Yoga. Which Lisa Flynn is the founder of that program out of South Berwick, Maine. And that just continually is just those types of, small certifications mm-hmm. and exposures, and kids yoga classes are popping up all over the place. Mm-hmm. But the population that we have, It's just a wonderful little group of kids, and it's a real joy at the end of our day to work with these 10 students. And I'm going to be sad to see the first session, but we will be starting up right away after vacation with another session.
And it's a mixture of boys and girls.
Yes, that's so nice.
And I mean, I'd like to just add that the landscape of our school has changed dramatically. I mean, on that Thursday, you can walk down and there's teachers taking yoga. There's the kids taking yoga, and out in the, you know, in front of the mailbox, there's people doing aerobics, and we're doing a 5210 program for health, and, you know, shout out to Kim Richard, who has brought in so many health initiatives into our school. What a change. You know, 10 years ago, we were bringing donuts. now you see everybody like, I mean, there's people right now walking the mile walk in our school that are dedicated every morning. I mean, it's, so I think that's helping. You know, so many things are coming together, mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. kids are seeing this, and teachers are saying, yeah, this is important, you know, to do. Absolutely. It's just, it's like, wow, you know, it's amazing. You guys are doing incredible stuff. And you see those kids come out, and they are just loving it. On Thursdays.
Yeah. So it's good stuff. We keep to, we, you know, we want, our goal is to just keep moving forward. You know, mm-hmm. until we feel everything fall off the cliff, we're just going to keep surging forward. There's great resources out there. Mm-hmm. Again, continual teacher programs. So I would urge anybody to look into. I think what Bob was saying, too, just physical activity in itself, building that into your classroom, and trying to foster, just giving the gifts to kids that there's more to this. Your day is just so compacted with stuff to do.
Yeah.
Give yourself a break, and that's up to teachers. Give yourself a break, because you'll find that you'll end up having more time.
Exactly. And more energy.
And more energy. And more peace within, for sure.
Yeah.
I just want to really, because what got me when I first saw you, you know, one day in the hallway when you said how many people were involved, is like just you have had to sustain for 3 years to see this blossom, you know.
Yes.
And I wondered if there was any one thing that was a tipping point for, you know, movement, morning movers or yoga in the classroom. Was there a tipping point that you can identify, or it's just that plugging away?
Plugging away, I think continually just talking about it, not, you know, just sharing, subtly saying that this is a program, and some of the faculty members just becoming awake about it, you know, awareness. And again, I spoke about some teachers just really taking this on.
Mm-hmm.
Charlene Cohn has her own yoga ed teachers.
Mm-hmm.
Her kids become the yoga ed teachers. Clarissa is the same way. You know, students have that capacity and strength to, and what, how that empowers them. And so it's, I guess, that just word of mouth, and emulating, and not just talking about it, but really following through with it. And Clarissa joined me for a couple bonus block sessions where some of her past students see her following through with this.
Mm-hmm.
So
I look at how much it's blossomed in the 3 years, and I really have to say that I don't know what the tipping point was.
Mm-hmm.
I think just keeping at it.
Yeah.
We didn't give up, and there were times when we thought, should we be doing more? Are we not getting enough information out? Are, you know? But I also have to give a lot of credit to Kathy, because she didn't, you know, she didn't give up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she kept plugging away.
Yeah.
She made sure that she really made use of those bonus blocks and got into people's classrooms.
Yeah.
And that's been a huge difference, because we're working with a generation of teachers who were not quite comfortable knowing, well, how am I going to do this, and really what is yoga?
Yeah.
And now they feel a lot more comfortable. And I think that she's done that for them, you know, to see this is doable.
Well, that's great. And this word will get out to a lot of people, and your research, you really need to
publish that
and bring that to the staff and come back to us when it's summarized.
And I'll link this file to the other, like the movie that you guys made with the kids, and also people can hear that from years past, because that's really great. Yeah.
Absolutely.
So we have that. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Well, thank you for your time.
Yeah.
Cheryl and Bob.
Yeah. All right.
Thank you very much.
You guys are awesome.